let me say, a substance from the experience which is described in Madhurya Kadambini, that is, that the devotee wants so much to attain the spiritual world, but there seem to be forces pulling him in the opposite direction. Now many times religions or even spiritual movements say that these forces which keep me from advancing and which pull me in the opposite directions are forces outside of me. We think we don't make enough advancement because of the materialistic society around us. We think it is because of the other person. But in reality, these forces work within us. We seem to have a good Dr. Jekyll in us and a bad Mr. Hyde. This is an expression from Louis Stevenson, a poet from the 18th century, who said that often a person is a divided soul. So we will hear a little bit about this, overcoming the divided soul syndrome. We will see and hear a few spiritual exercises, and I hope to be able to present a few videos to you. Yes, at least one video to you. And at the end of the seminar, we will be either asleep or self-realized. I mean, after the 6 days. It's a very spiritual seminar. Some of the material is still on the way from Sarajevo to Fruška Goranga. I'm very excited to give this seminar. It's the first time in my life where I give this. And I think this is a good time. It's no longer so hot because the sun is starting to go down. So I invite you to participate with every fiber of your being so that at the end you will be a self-realized soul. This seminar is very much based on my own personal experience on my in my journey in Krishna consciousness. Now, I had planned that within 1 year after joining the temple in Hamburg, I'm a self-realized soul. This was my plan. But what I found out after 1 year is, it seems that there are two beings in Sachinandan, Das Brahmachari. One person who has been educated in the life, in the school of many incarnations. Yes, by my grandfather, he was training me in mysticism and he could show me my past lives. So I could really understand how I am now a monk in the Hamburg temple, not by any chance, but because I had a journey in which I learned through many, many incarnations. It's like one of my godbrothers who says always to me, Sachinandan Swami, we are not for the first lifetime on this journey. But at the same time, there was a young, energetic man interested in many, many modern things which were not spiritual. And I remember one scene, I was visiting one rock and roll concert, as it was customary for us young people. And the band on the stage was inviting everyone for a free sexual experience. As it was customary at that time in these avant-gardistic circles in which I was. And I could feel two voices in me. One said, let's be modern. And the other said, let's follow our spiritual calling. And I remember very much it was a battle inside. Which voice should I follow? There was all opportunity for sense gratification, but also a little opportunity for self-realization. Over the years, as I was preaching to devotees, and especially now where I'm supposed to be an older devotees, I have seen that many, many people who come to me during personal meetings, many people who I'm meeting, have these two voices struggling within themselves. And as an older monk who can and who should give strength to others, I find myself always in the role of trying to support the spiritual side. In our seminar, we will learn techniques how to strengthen our spiritual side. We will also hear from other cultures and traditions what they can say and advise us. And we will form, during these seminars, a very honest and, let me say, serious group of devotees who deeply exchange on the subjects of the soul.
Ja
I will also raise some questions during the seminar which are for you to answer. And I will also talk a lot on Krishna's milost. So having said this, I would like to open the seminar with Jayarada Madhava. How many pairs of cartels do we have? I see we have a little dearth.
One, two, three.
I can imagine that some of you have cartels in their bags, and for next seminar, please bring the cartels with us, with you.
Radha Madhava Deya Kunya Pihare Jaya Radha Madhava Jaya Kunya Vihari Gopidana Vallava Deyagiri Varadhari Deyagiri Varadhari Gopidana Vallava Jaya Giri Varadhari Jaya Giri Varadhari Yasoda Nandana Jaya Vraja Janaranjana Jaya Vraja Janaranjana Jaya Vraja Jaya Kunya Bihari Jaya Jamuna Tiravana Jaya Kunya Bihari Jaya Jamuna Tiravana Chari Jaya Adonya Vihari Krishna, Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna.
Thank you.
Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama.
Prabhuji, may I ask you for your chatta, because there is this cool air coming, and I have taken a very good bath today, so don't worry. Are you ready to hear some soul-stirring information? Are you ready to enter the realm of unconventional philosophy? Are you ready to think about your life? You're not sure. I must inform you that I have the wrong notebook. So we have to see who will find the right notebook. Maybe Govindanandan, you know in my room there is a spiral bound notebook. Could you just get it? You are very sportive, so you can go fast. No, it's long. It's that spiral bound thing where you go like, it's colorful. It should be somewhere in the amongst the books. Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasthaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Niti Namine Namaste Saraswate Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Sunyavani Vaskatyare Sadarine Jaya Sri Krishna Jaitanya Prabhu Nitananda Sri Advaita Gadadara Sri Vasani Goya Matramita Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare Hare When a person starts his spiritual journey, he will immediately shift his centers of dynamic energy. What this means is that while previously he was putting all his energy, or some of his energy at least, into material development as the prime goal of life, now this material values are no longer important to him or her. He or she has now a new center. That is, I want to become a spiritual osoba. And whatever helps him or her reach this center, or this goal, will become the center of his or her dynamic energy. I want to give you an example. I once was preaching to a young devotee from Split who was just before signing a contract to become a well-paid singer. We had a Harinam at that time in, I believe it's, you will have to help me, is it called Rodin? It's a town in Croatia, near Pula. Rovin, yes. And to sign this contract, this devotee would have to interrupt the Harinam, take a bus and go to Split. I remember I looked at that time at the wristwatch. It's 6 o'clock now. If you want to catch your bus, you have to now leave the Harinam and go to Split. This is your only chance in this life to become a well-paid entertainer. But the devotee said, I'm not going to Split. My center has shifted. Can I sing, please, the next bhajan? I said, I don't think you have thought about this very deeply. And the devotee gave me an answer. She said, I have thought about this for many lives. Krishna Consciousness Ki Jai. Let us analyze this decision for a moment. Our ideas and our aims and objects each have their own group of associated ideas. Let us say one idea is to become a good painter. And then, just like there is a football captain, there are now many, many players. One is, I want to become an artist by painting, the other is by singing. And it's not just one aim, artist. There are many other aims, which there are different subdivisions or little teams of ideas. And when we make a decision, we seem to shift from one team of ideas to another team of ideas, which all have their center, their center of dynamic energy. Let me give you a very clear, it's a very important concept. I'm sorry, you will have to concentrate a little bit in this beginning. It's a little difficult, but you will understand it. You can do it. Let us say someone is a president of a country. And inside his personality, all these ideas work together. I want to build new roads, I want to revolutionize the educational system. And he is totally in this film, if you want. But then he goes on holidays. He goes into the mountains. He has Nordic walking sticks. He has a rucksack with proviant. Proviant means bread and cheese. And he likes to go off the beaten track into through the forest where there's no road. And all of a sudden he finds everything in him working like a camper. Forgotten is the life of a president and the anxieties. Now the anxiety is, my God, where will I sleep in the night? There is this cave somewhere and I hope it's not too cold and I hope I make it. I'm a little scared. Mr. President has become now a camper. Or as we say in the sweet Yugoslavian language, an adventurist. Adventurista. This is what I mean with saying his center of dynamic energy has changed totally. And exactly this is happening when someone gets to know Krishna consciousness. He discovers inside of him a whole new world with a whole new group of ideas and ideals. All of a sudden it's no longer desirable to be the greatest Sanskritifier, it's better to be the greatest renouncer. And he or she will do everything and all his or her personality will work towards achieving the no goals. Now, this is something normal which is analyzed in psychology. And when it comes to religious, the spiritual field, this is called the miracle of conversion. A person is convinced to join a new type of life and new ideas come all of a sudden into place. However, when it comes to spiritual, real spiritual life and not just some conversion from one idea to another, a problem arises. In genuine spiritual life, we want to leave the world behind and go into the new world of experience of Krishna consciousness. But unfortunately, the world doesn't leave us. We may try to leave it, but it does not leave us. Those who have investigated the Hare Krishna movement from a purely psychological perspective have found the following. Now this is time for you to think deeply where you stand. They have seen that in the beginning the new devotee wants to make a distance to the world. And quickly make advancement in the qualities which are described by Krishna as the ideal qualities of a self-realized soul. These young devotees put all their energy to convince themselves and the world that they now are on a different path. But after some time, something very unexpected happens. After some time, they seem to spend all their energy in convincing the world that they're quite normal. The world which they had once left comes back in a new form, in an integrated form. All religious movements make this journey. In the beginning they have purely transcendental goals. But later they begin to think about establishing themselves in the world. Making an income. Providing for a family with maladetses. Tako dalje. Yes. Have you understood my first concept? That is, this, the entry into spiritual life, the center of dynamic energy changes. And have you also understood that in that this is something which one can uphold in the beginning, but not most of the people not much longer? I think it is simple, isn't it? Victor, I don't have Gorahari now with me, I think Victor Hugo, he wrote this opera, which I don't know how it is, in Les Miserables, you know. He wrote a poem about this. Not Ego. Ego is Yugoslavian. Hugo. Ego, okay. Dobro. One of his characters says, I'm the battlefield of a sublime combat. Sometimes the higher man wins and sometimes the lower man wins. Sometimes there's bad language in my mouth and sometimes good language. I'm like a desert where there is sand and where is a well. This battle between the opposite tendencies in our heart, the material and the spiritual, is, as far as literature is concerned, very nicely explained by Saint Augustine. Saint Augustine grew up in Katarge, Can anyone help me? Where is this Katage? Is it in Africa or
North Africa?
Katarga, yes. Half of his education was pagan and the other Christian. Later, you know, already the conflict is predestined. Later he immigrated to Rome and Milano, parla italiano. Our Chaitanya Lila is here, who was previously Mukhya Nivasini, who speaks perfect Italianski. So he immigrated also, like Chaitanya Lila. And he adopted a skeptical philosophy called Manichaeism. But he was also a searcher for the truth and the purity. Many of his friends turned into Christians and philosophers. And he could see how they improved their behaviors and did no longer go out with the girls on Friday night. He admired his friends for being victorious over their lower drives. And he turned towards Christianity. But he noticed there was always the struggle between the two souls in his breast. And he was ashamed by his own weakness of will. One day he was in a garden in either Milano or Rome. And he prayed to God. A very ambivalent prayer. God, make me renounced of this foolish young jad, the world. But please don't make me renounced in the next 1 year. In other words, the fight was there, the battle in the heart. At that time, he heard a voice, a divine word. Summa lege! It's Latin. Much deeper. Summa lege! Summa lege! Like thunder. It means, take this book and read. Which book? The Bible, of course. That was the only book which was there for early Christianity. And he opened the Bible and he read one passage. It said, you can't have the kingdom of God if you want the kingdom of Mammon, something like this. He could see that clearly as a sign of the Lord who had spoken to him through sacred scripture. And he gave, later he wrote something, it's called Confessions, and there he expressed this struggle which he felt inside.
Jedna kasnije napisao jedno delo koje se zove Priznanja, i onda je u tu otkrio tu borbu koja se dešavala u meni.
And this is how he writes. Listen to this, it's so beautiful. The new will was born in my heart. But it was not yet strong enough to overcome the other, the old will. My old will was strengthened by long indulgence. So these two wills, the one the old, one the new, one carnal and the other spiritual, fought against each other and disturbed my soul. And he describes whenever he wants to take the spiritual side, and shed himself of his old life, the old life comes back to him and pleads for mercy. And he can't say no. It's a long thing, but I think you have the idea. And anyways, we have our own examples, which we will hear a little later. Many doctors have investigated people in the Hare Krishna movement. And they found out by eye diagnosis that in the eye, in a certain part of the eye, is a certain flickering. Which means that the person is insecure in himself, what way to go. Shall I stay or shall I go? Huh? Hare Krishna. Yes. I heard this song in the Christmas marathon festival for the first time in my life, and I've not forgotten it, and I might play it for you. Yes. Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur addresses this beautifully. He addresses the tremendous amount of enthusiasm which is there when the center of dynamic energy has changed in a person's life. And he, in other words, when a person due to enthusiasm leaves the world and starts the strong spiritual practice, and he describes very nicely what happens when the world comes back to that person. My dear devotees, with the world, I mean also the negative thoughts. The fear. The unenthusiasm. The material attachment. So he describes like this. A young devotee is like a young Brahmana boy who has received a scholarship. And now he thinks, I will soon become very learned. I will be respected amongst men. But because he does not really understand the high philosophy which he is studying and he has not really put it into his heart, let us say it like this. Oops, he feels torn into two. Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur cites the Vishnu Purana here. A person engrossed in sensuality is far, far away from God consciousness. How can anyone ever find something which was lost in the West by going towards the East? So, yes, so the devotee knows, or the young devotee feels enthusiastic, I should follow this path to find my original Krishna consciousness. But there's this very interesting new film about Frankenstein. I'm also an art lover. I have good understanding for movies. And he sits in the movie. And the movie is over. And he thinks, oh no. Bad movie. Bad me. Why am I so weak? How will I ever find what was lost in the West by going to the East? And in this way, the young devotee is like a drunkard who knows the alcohol is not good, it doesn't satisfy me. But at the same time, he cannot leave the alcohol. And he drinks. And afterwards, he curses himself for having drunk the alcohol. This can create a tremendous tension in the heart of a young devotee. Devotees have seen this tension in their God brothers and God sisters, and some have developed the philosophy then enjoy the world a little. What's the harm? The problem is when you open the door to the world a little bit. She doesn't come in just a little bit. She comes with full swing in. And the world brings her friends. Lust, greed, anger, frustration, illusion, enviousness. Or let us call it in one word, a bad feeling, a bad taste in the mouth. Do you know what I am speaking about? Yes. So this is, we have now described the battlefield. The battlefield of the soul. And tomorrow we will start offering the solutions. Tomorrow's lecture is called Stabilize the Shaking Position.
I sutrašnja lekcija se zove stabilizujte svoju nestabilnu poljubnu situaciju.
For tomorrow we will meditate.
Sutra ćemo
meditirati. You will need to be well rested.
Tako da trebate da budete dobro odmorni.
We will actually do something which I wanted to do for a long time, but I waited for 18 years to do it in Yugoslavia. We will confront our own death. You might have heard that I have given in other countries seminars on death and dying. I am very, very, very convinced that if the moment a devotee sincerely confronts his own mortality, he will meet his own immortality. The devotee will understand, in other words, how he is an eternal soul. And from this position, it will be easy to start addressing the questions which our first lecture has raised. Tomorrow will be a little practice oriented, but I request you, if possible, to bring a piece of paper and a writing pen with you. But I know you, some of you are not accustomed to write. No problem, then you can do it in your mind. Now I just want to see if you have any questions now. Thank you very much for listening to me so attentively. Yes. It seems you are two very polite young gentlemen.
You were comparing the deviation of the path of bhakti with going to the cinema. But does that mean also by eating too much prasada, or is that another situation? When you eat too much prasada, oh, I did it again.
Please speak in
to skretanje srkovna puta kao krećanje i odlazak u kino, pa sam ja htio pitati li to isto znači kao predaje sa predsadama na kanalu se predete pota, znači tamo kad sam to učinio sve neću, onda se mora to probavljati, znači neću da moja puta.
Yes, such small things can present the subject matter before you. And you can interpret it that you have lost the battle against your yashnik. You can interpret it saying that, yes, again, the flesh was, or the sensuality was stronger than my reasoning powers. But I want to suggest that you take another perspective. It's a perspective which Lord Krishna describes in the 11th canto. there Lord Krishna says that sometimes it's important to let the body have its own life, so to say. Lord Krishna gives an example to Uddhava. When a rider has a headstrong horse, it's important for the riders to sometimes let the headstrong horse have its will.
Kada jahač ima konja koji ima jaku volju, onda mora ponekad da pusti to konja da i živi tu volju.
Because if he would just always say, levo, levo, and the coin wants to go, no, there's no, and he would say, polako, polako, the rider, and the horse wants to say, no, galopo, galopo.
Zato što ako se dešava da mi stalno kažemo levo, levo, a konj želi desno, desno, i onda mi jahač kaže polako, polako, a konj želi da ide galopo, galopo.
Yes. If the rider would always force the horse, it would break the energy of the horse.
I ako jahač uvek pušira konja, onda će to jednostavno slomiti konja.
So sometimes the rider has to say, okay, desno, okay, galopo. So that later the rider can bring the horse on course again. So for a devotee, it's also important to sometimes slacken the reins. Like I saw some of you playing volleyball or something like this. This is good. Or sometimes we have to hang out with our friends and talk with the whole night without looking at the wristwatch. You're a young man with powerful senses. Sometimes better you eat too much than you do anything else. You will see your mind will be much more cooperative if you one time say, wah, wah, feast. I'm ready. I'm ready for you. Yeah, you will be better. It will be easier to pursue your spiritual life. Two days ago, I also ate too much. There was, what is it called, shushu? Or this, sushi? Or what is it? Sushi. And I remember from this, I was a little hungry. It was already 8 o'clock in the evening. Today is shushu day, I said. And I noticed my mind was enlivened. I got up early. I left the 2 kg on the toilet. But my mind was inspired. So you have to sometimes know when you have to let go of the reins. This doesn't mean that you become entirely sinful. There are things which are allowed. And in my in 4 days, I will speak about the cultivation of the mind and the body in detail. I first have to prepare you a little bit because these will be revolutionary concepts. But you know, don't kill yourself. Ubite? Okay. Yes. Have I answered your question probably? Especially it is when you let go of the reins, especially it's mentioned relaxing amongst Vaishnavas. And then Vaishnava sport, especially swimming, is recommended. We can see that when we are in Mayapur, our Jayapataka Maharaj is constantly inviting us to jump into the Ganga and swim and throw mud on each other, and it's all spiritual. And I remember on one Vrindavan Yatra, Radhanath Maharaj was there, and for half an hour, all the Yatris were imitating the voices of the birds, the monkeys, the camels and the asses, everything. I remember I heard the tape and I had just worked on for 6 hours with heavy book writing work. Oof, I was so really exhausted. And then I remember I also began imitating the voices of the animals, you know. Some relief for the mind, you know. Okay. Hare Krishna, Vali Sadacha Prabhuji. Nice to see you. Hare Bol. So, our other devotee, yes, please speak.
Alcohol and one young devotee that even if he knows that alcohol is bad, he won't let them. That alcohol, you have, I talked to you about that alcohol is at war. For
yes.
Example, desires, passion. And can you please tell me what is the best way how to win that battle in our minds to let go of that alcohol and win that battle. We know that alcohol is bad, but what's the best way to act like that?
Yeah, thank you. Do you speak Serbian?
Yes. Kako pobijediti u toj bitci kada znamo da je alkohol, odnosno te želje kao strast, požuda i sve ostalo, taj vanjski svijet, kada je tu, iako znamo da je loš za nas, nekad ga ipak uzemo. Kako pobijediti u toj bitci da jednostavno odimo tog vanjski svijet?
You have to raise your energy to a spiritual energy level. A weak mind thinks weak thoughts. I want to say it again. A weak mind thinks weak thoughts. A strong mind thinks strong thoughts. So by strengthening our mind with spiritual life, we will be able to have very spiritual thoughts and spiritual desires.
Tako da ako jačamo svoj um duhovnim životom, onda ćemo biti u stanju da imamo jako duhovne misle.
And I want to bring you on a path. We will start to walk this path from tomorrow on, where you can stabilize and strengthen yourself.
Ja želim da vas dovedem na jedan put, želim da krenemo tim putem od sutrada, gdje vi možete da stabilizujete i da pojačate svoj um.
I will not talk now about it because it's for tomorrow. It's a surprise. But the general idea is you have to infuse another type of energy.
Ali ono što je generalna ideja jeste da treba da uzmete drugi tip energije.
You know, we all know this. Sometimes we are so tamasic. We sit in our room which is not aired.
I svima nam je to jako dobro poznato, da nekada smo jednostavno jako tamasični, da sedimo u svojoj sobi u kojoj nema baš dovoljno vazduha.
There is, and we think about just very, very ordinary thoughts.
I onda imamo neke jako, jako obične misli.
And then we say, let me put a lecture in the CD player. I'm going crazy here. My mind is killing me.
I onda pomislim u jednom trenutku, na tebi stavim neku lekciju u svoj CD player, zato što već ludi moj um.
And we hear a simple question from Prabhupada. What do you do for eternity?
I onda čujemo jedno jako jednostavno pitanje Šila Prabhupada. Šta ti radiš za večnost?
And we think, this is enough, enough is enough. That first of all, I open the window that the stink comes out of the room. Then I take a cold shower. And then I start my chanting in seriousness. A new energy. And you don't think such thoughts any longer. Krishna, it is hot for you? You need a new energy. Patricius, yes, Patrick. This will be the last question for today. Then I have a surprise for you. Real good one.
The next thing that usage life is not just a conversion from one idea to another. So I would like to know more how we can attack if we just have an idea or if it's really genuine, how we shift from a genuine spiritual life and the idea of how this works and how we can accept it in ourselves.
Ja ću
sad
probati da prevedem. Znači, Maharaj je rekao da to premeštanje sa jedne ideje na drugu, da nije samo to neophodno da bismo bili potpuno preobraćeni i da bismo vodili duhovni život. I onda sad pravo pita kako to napraviti da to bude istinska preobrazba, da ne bude samo mehanično.
I will answer this in a very personal way.
Ja ću ovo odgovoriti na jedan vrlo lični
način. See, when I had this traumatic surgical, or it's called surgery in English, and when I had my this 3 days where I was fighting with my life, I was thinking very much about this.
Vidite, kada sam imao to traumatično iskustvo posle operacije, kada sam se 3 dana borio za život, onda sam jako dosta razmišljao o tome.
I don't really think it was a let me say, as an objective fight for life. But for me it felt like that. I couldn't go to the bathroom any longer on my own. I had to be carried. I was so weak I couldn't eat any longer on my own. And my nerves were so weak. Any little thing, I would just... It was like an atom bomb explosion. And at that time I tried to be Krishna conscious. And tried the 10,000 little techniques which I know. But at that moment I saw they did nothing worked. I was just in pain. And I could understand I can't take shelter in my concepts now. At that time I prayed to Lord Krishna. And then I stopped praying to Lord Krishna. I thought, you have brought me into this situation. Why should I ask you to bring me out of this situation? I just was lying there and thinking, I won't survive the next 10 minutes. I couldn't lie on the left side, not on the right side, on the belly I can't lie. Anyways, not on the back, I couldn't float in the air. There was no place for me in this universe any longer. At that moment I saw a tunnel opening. And I was racing with a tremendous speed through the tunnel. And on the other side of the tunnel there was a light. And I jumped into the light like a heated man into a cool river. And as I touched this light, I was surrounded by so much love and acceptance. It seemed that I was in the embrace of God. There was no pain any longer. And at that time I understood the difference between a concept and a realization. Previously I had tried with my concepts to go, but then I had a Krishna conscious realization by the mercy of Krishna. You will know what is the difference by the type of feeling and by the question, can this feeling give you solace? Yes, you will know. Does this help you? Then it's a real realization. Does it help you when nothing else can help you? And you will be very, very glad to know that Krishna, he has a storehouse. And he has for each one of us this divine realization there. It has your name on it. Sa Radha Kripa. Sa Amala Harinam Prabhu. Sa Bhaktin Zabina. We all have our, Krishna has a storehouse and our realizations are waiting there for us. And the moment Krishna sees that you really want Him and only Him, He will give you a little from this realization, just a little to, so that you will want more. And when the day comes when you only want Krishna consciousness, He will give you everything. On that day, the king of the world will come and say, this kingdom is for you. And you say, no, thank you. I want only Krishna. On that day, you will see that nothing else counts than Krishna. And when Krishna sees that, He gives you your package of full God realization. I want to end this class now. But I want to make a little advertisement before I go, before you go. For the pleasure of the devotees, we have published this amazing CD. It has a little book in it about entering the nectarian ocean of the divine names. It had actually two CDs in it. One, two. And it has very ecstatic meditations in it. It's chanting the holy name. And it came out just for the summer camp. And because we are at the moment very poor in our publishing house, we hope to sell all of our CDs to you. So there is this stand. And who is singing? Who is singing your very, very crow-like, insignificant servant is singing. It's the first music CD which I have ever made. And it's really ecstatic. You will, I'm surprised. I mean, I still sing terribly, but it is a lot of enthusiasm in there. So, you can see yourself. Thank you very much. So I'm expecting you tomorrow. At the same time, 5 o'clock. And maybe we can have something like a fan. Danuda Prabhu, this Usha fan or... We can phone Igorsky. Igor can bring his and then we can... And one thing I wanted to say, this evening we will have a dramatic reading. There is? But they are not switched on. No. Typical. Hare Krishna. So tomorrow, Manisha, can we request you? You are managing a restaurant. I think you will be able to manage the two fans to put them on. Maybe you should start already now, Manisha. Okay, so we will end here. Srila Prabhupada ki jai, Sisi Gaur Nitai ki, Gaur Premanandi Hari Hari Bol.